Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Here we are.
It's probably podcast time, isn't it?
It is. Cam, we've had a million downloads.
I know.
Is that weird or
somebody
weird?
Just keeps downloading and downloading.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's my grandma. My grandma. I showed her how to download. She just keeps doing it over and over again.
I haven't heard it yet. Just keeps clicking.
Every day.
Hard drive fall.
So anyways, that's crazy talk right there, isn't
it? I know, that is. That's a lot of people.
It is.
It's a lot of people that are getting some knowledge.
Many dirty ear holes.
Some stuff.
Yeah. But today's Mindless Banter, number 30, I believe, is what we're at. And we're excited about it. Aren't we?
Is it really that far?
I'm pretty sure it's number 30. Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Man, oh my.
I know. But today, another exciting thing, we have a brand new sponsor.
Oh, we do. That's right.
Yeah. So that is something I'm pretty excited about. Have you ever heard of Water Lily?
Yeah.
You have. Water Lily is a portable river turbine that allows you to harvest energy from running water. Unlike solar panels, Water Lily allows you to charge your batteries and devices at any time of day in any weather conditions. Water Lily features 3-in-1 charging and allows you to harvest energy from water, wind, or human power with our emergency hand crank accessory. Never get left in the dark again. Make sure Water Lily is part of your emergency kit. Water Lily is lightweight, packable, and is a perfect solution for harvesting power off the grid. Cameron, you're going to save 10% on your Water Lily purchase when you use our code CASUALPREPPERS.
Do it.
That's exciting. Visit waterlilyturbine.com to learn more and to purchase it.
That sounds like...
Dude.
To say a portable river turbine. That sounds... What?
Like, what?
Yeah, you need to look it up.
We actually talked about this first way... I think it was like...
I've talked about it twice.
Twice, yeah. Way back in the day in...
Because I thought it was genius.
One of our Christmas...
It is genius.
12 days of prep for Christmas.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we got one. We've got our hands on it. The thing is fantastic.
It's sweet. Like,
yeah.
If you're a camper, like if you just like throw it outside your tent.
Yeah.
And just charge your stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Freaking
dude.
Crazy.
I know. So go get your own at water.
Should be flowing water somewhere.
LilyTurbine.com.
All that part that I just said is not part of the www.com.
It's not, no. So I'm really excited today. This is a topic I've been a little bit.
Kobe's really want to talk about this one.
I have.
I'd never heard of it. Just freaking weird right off the bat.
It is so freaking weird. So we're talking about the Georgia Guidestones today.
It just sounds funny.
It is. I know. It's so crazy. But
at first I was like, oh, like the country?
Yeah.
That makes more sense. No. Just the state.
Just the state. Just over there in the southeastern part of the United States.
Georgia.
I know. So this is a crazy story. So I just thought we would talk about... You know, how this came to be, because the story is freaking nuts. Like, it's a crazy thing. And it's just kind of, it's interesting. It has some apocalyptic ties to it. And there's some, you know, some prepper stuff a little bit here and there. And it's just some of that weird end of the world stuff that I love.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It just doesn't make sense, which is even better.
I know. Yeah. So let's just get started. This all goes back way back to the June of 1979.
Good year.
Yeah, it was a fantastic year. An older gentleman showed up in Elbert County, Georgia. Elbert County. He went into the offices of Elberton Granite Finishing because apparently Elberton is famous for being like the granite capital of the world. And I don't know why.
I didn't know that.
That seems so off to me, like that Georgia is the granite capital of the world. I don't know why. It just doesn't seem right.
No, you would think like... Colorado or somewhere.
Yeah, something like that.
Huge mountains.
Yeah, but it's actually Elbertson County because they got some fantastic granite, apparently. If you want some granite, head down there.
If you want to make some guide stones yourself.
Yeah, so this guy, he comes into this granite finishing place. He says, my name is Robert C. Christensen. Christian, sorry. And he said he represented a small group of loyal Americans who had been planning the installation of an unusually large and complex stone monument. It's like, how do you get into one of these groups?
This is, yeah.
Because I want to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll just tell them I'm part of a group.
Yeah.
And they'll listen to me.
Just like, I don't know, secret societies and secret groups are just super interesting to me. I don't know what it is, but there's something about it.
There's a lot of them, too.
Ever since I was little, I wanted to be part of it. Like, no,
we are part of secrets. Well,
yeah, no, it's true. You know, that's true. No, but like even when I was little, like I wanted to like have like a club that nobody, like,
I know.
We're all, dude, we're in a club. All right. And we're going to have a secret meeting. So that's, I don't know why.
Well, apparently this guy started one as a kid and it continued.
It continued, yeah. And so he explained that the structure he had in mind would serve as a compass, a calendar, and a clock. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, is he trying to make an iPhone? What's he doing here?
That's true.
Because
that's an app design.
He's an app. Yeah. I'm Steve Jobs here.
Get this together.
So. He said he wanted this monument to withstand the apocalypse, whatever that may look like.
So freaking whichever.
Awesome. Yeah. Like,
well, EMP ain't going to knock out stones.
No, it's not. These are.
So he's like, he's pretty smart.
This is the best granite in the world.
It's a freaking. So is there, I guess you'll get into it, but is there ties to the like headstones? Is that why he's thinking, hey, they stood for a
Stonehenge?
Long time. Stonehenge. Stonehenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. They do like they call this. I think the American Stonehenge, because it's kind of
he had to have been like, well, yeah. They've been there forever.
If I throw some up,
they're going to be there too.
Exactly. So basically, this is how the Georgia Guidestones came about. So the guy who ran the granite company, Joe Fenley, he's like, this dude's he's a psycho. Like, why? How would you ever like trust a dude that came to you? He's like, I want to make a monument, and I'm going to put, like, when you find out what's on it, you're going to be like, what the fudge? This is the craziest person in the world. So he's like, I'm going to get this guy to go away. So he just quoted them this, like, outlandish, crazy price. Nah, yeah, this is going to take, about $2, $4, $5, $10 million. It's going to be a bunch of money. But he didn't care. He's like, I'm going to keep going. And so so he sent him over.
No problem.
No problem. We can make that happen. Let me get out my checking book. So he had actually had to go to a local banker, the R.C. Christian, this crazy guy, to try and work out a deal so that he could kind of be the intermediary kind of guy to help facilitate everything. And he actually came to him and he said, look, my name's R.C. Christian, but guess what?
Here's the thing.
My name isn't R.C. Christian. That's what he said.
That's the first thing a banker wants to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, all right.
You're not who you say you are?
Yeah. And so he came and he's like,
let me guess, you want money.
So you want a line of credit? Is that what's going on? So he said, no. He's like, I've worked for a secret group for 20 years and they want to remain secret. We don't want to tell anybody who we are. You're not going to know who I am. So the banker's like, wait, nah, that's not really how business works around here in Elberton.
I think if I heard that, I'd be like, just punch open the till, take what you want. I know where this is going.
Please don't kill me. He said, look, I would love to help you, buddy, but you're going to have to give me some assurances that, like, you, for one, can pay all this money that you're trying to do and that you're, like, a real dude and you're going to have to give me your real name. Otherwise, we can't do this. So, eventually, they sort of, like, negotiated this agreement. He would say, okay, R.C. Christian is going to give just this guy, Martin, his real name, and Martin will promise to serve as his intermediary, and he will sign a confidentiality agreement pledging to never disclose the information to another living soul. So he had to basically sign this agreement saying he's not a legal document, an NDA, saying he won't tell anybody what his name is, what group he's from, or anything else that he knows. And he actually has to destroy the documents related to the project when it's over. So that's kind of where they were.
Basic.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you go to a bank, that's kind of what happens, I think. They got this going. And he said he's going to send money from a whole bunch of different banks across the country because he doesn't want to be able to be traced to, like, so if all the money's coming from Vernal, Utah, he's like, oh, this guy's from Vernal, right? So every time he wired money in for this project, it came from a different bank throughout the United States. So there was no way
they could pin it to.
He couldn't trace him anywhere. So before Christian left town, he met with Fenley again and presented the contractor with a shoebox containing a wooden model of the monument.
So they did know his identity, but nobody knows.
One guy. The guy from the bank.
What if he was like D.B. Sweeney? And that's what...
D.B. Cooper?
Isn't it Sweeney? No, D.B. Sweeney. He's the guy. He's the actor.
I was like, who's D.B. Sweeney?
The one that disappeared on the...
D.B. Cooper. That jumped out of the plane with all the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's D.B. Cooper. Him? It could have been.
I'm going to spend it on stone.
That was about the right timing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's close to, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's putting this together.
We got to do all this work for you guys to figure this out.
Sweeney's the
I don't know who D.B. Sweeney is.
He's the one in Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge? How do you know his name?
Because he was in that alien one that abducts him, remember? They did a movie about the real story of like some redneck abduct.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, I'll find it just for you, you guys to know.
So before
Fire in the Sky.
Oh, yeah, Fire in the Sky. Okay,
that was him. Anyway, okay.
So he met with, he gave him this box, this wooden model of what the monument was supposed to look like, and it also had 10 pages for all the details of what the monument needed to be.
D.B. Cooper was 71.
1971. So
he had some time to get
for
to
sure.
Georgia.
He had a long way to walk.
Stone.
Yeah, because wasn't it like in Oregon or something, D.B. Cooper? Anyways.
California. Well, Washington.
Washington. Okay, yeah. I knew it was up there somewhere. So Fenley and Martin helped Christian find a suitable site for the Guidestones because they had to find a place to put it. So they found this flat-topped hill rising above the pastures of the Double Seven Farms in Elberton. Basically, it's the highest point in the county. Which was like only like 750 feet or something like that.
How high is that?
So he bought it for $5,000 and he signed over this 5-acre plot to make this thing, right? So with the purchase of the land, the Guidestones' future was set. Christian said goodbye to Fenley at the Granite Company office, adding, "You'll never see me again." And he turned and walked out, didn't handshake, nothing. He was just gone. That was the last time they saw him. That is freaking nuts for me.
It is. It's like, I don't know. Like, how do you even break that down? What a waste of money.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, it gets even better.
Yeah, it does get better. So the land and the monument, actually, right after that, it was actually turned over to the county. So that was part of the deal that the county was going to actually get the land back. So it wasn't in the secret society's name or whatever on the books, right? Yeah, and so anytime he had communication from Christian, it came from a different city. Again, it was always from a different city. It's just insane that they went through this. To make this happen. So the specifications for this monument are really kind of crazy. So there was some really like astrological type stuff that was built into these Guidestones. It was so complex that they had to get an astronomer from the University of Georgia to come in and implement the design for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're set up pretty sophisticated.
Oh, it's really sophisticated actually. So, what did it look like? So there was 5 granite slabs as the foundation. It was kind of, you know, in a circle.
Gotta
like a
be
a
schizophrenic.
Wheel. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's the only way.
I really don't know. So then they brought in this 100-foot tall crane to lift these huge stones into place. Each of the outer rocks. So if you've seen this, did you look at pictures of it yet? Mm-hmm. You should look at it. Yeah. So there's these outer rocks that kind of stand up. They're 16 feet, 4 inches tall.
Oh my God.
So they're huge. They're 6 feet and 6 inches wide and 1 foot, 7 inch thick. And that's solid granite. It's insane.
So the county was a good place for granite.
Yeah.
And they just used it all up. They
used it all up on this one monument. So then there was a center column that was kind of like half the width of those ones. And then there was a capstone that measured 9 feet, 8 inches long. So it was a huge capstone as well. The total weight for all of this stuff was like 250,000 pounds for this thing. So it's 250,000 pounds right there of granite for this sucker. Yeah. So as this thing was being built,
was he even there during the building or
no,
he just like,
he was
this
gone.
Is how it's done?
He left.
Organized and boof.
Yeah. So he would contact
Martin
once in a while. He would contact him from a different city every once in a while just to make sure things were working, you know, and going forward. But as it was being built, you know, the town was getting a little worried. They're like, what the fudge is happening out there?
Right.
There was like all this gossip and people were getting pissed off at these two saying, these dudes are working together with some cult or something
to
make this happen, right? That. So they actually made them take a lie detector test. Those two guys. Yeah, because they were like, I think these guys have got bad intentions. But they passed with flying colors.
But they don't even know.
Uh-huh. So,
weird.
Yeah, after the lie detector test, everything just kept going. There was a minister in town that he said, well, there's going to be all these occult groups that are going to come. And they're going to sacrifice humans and animals and chickens and whatever else on this thing. And in fact, a lot of that stuff kind of has happened.
Oh, I bet.
Not humans, but Anyways, so
well, maybe.
So it took about a year. So on March 22nd, 1980, this thing was unveiled and they had like a big to do, like a whole thing. And the whole town came out and they said, hey, here's your guide stones.
I'm sure when they unveiled it, they're like, what the hell?
What is this? Yeah. So let's talk about what this thing actually is. What are some of the cool features of this thing? So there's a tablet on the front that says, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. Hmm. Well, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Sounds pretty good.
Reasonable.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, let's listen.
Keep reading.
So we talked about some of the astrological things that are built into this. So the monument sits at the highest point in Elbert County and is oriented to track the sun's east to west migration year round. On an equinox or a solstice, visitors who stand at the west side of the mail slot are positioned to see the sun rise on the horizon.
The mail slot.
Yeah. What is that?
The hole on the side.
What was that thing you were doing?
Mail slot.
Mail slot. An eye-level hole drilled into the center support stone allows stargazers on the south side to locate the North Star.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like if you're standing at eye level, you'll see the North Star through that hole. And then there's a 7/8 inch hole drilled through the capstone that focuses a sunbeam on the center column and at noon pinpoints the day of the year. So there's a calendar on this center column, and so as the sun comes around, it points at noon at the right day.
So yeah, it's not some dummy.
No, that's what I'm saying. This thing is like legit.
Super.
Dude.
I'm telling you, it's an alien.
I know it could be. So, also besides that, there's a whole bunch of writing on these things. So there's actually a set of 10 guidelines that are inscribed on the structure in 8 modern languages and a shorter message that is inscribed at the top of the structure in 4 ancient language scripts meant to reestablish the planet and society, perhaps after an apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. So the 4 ancient languages are Babylonian cuneiform, I think that's how you say that, classical Greek, Sanskrit, and Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Oh my gosh.
So that's pretty crazy. So then on the big stones, there's all these things are written in these different languages. There's English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian.
Wow.
So there are these inscriptions that are in each of those languages that go around on those stones.
The same thing.
Same thing, but just in different languages.
No Chinese?
No, there is. Traditional Chinese.
Oh, you said I
did say that.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So
what about Korean and Japanese?
No. Nope.
Well, they're irrelevant down the road.
Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian.
Oh.
Yep.
I think I missed when you said ancient.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Okay, go.
Yeah. So here are what those inscriptions say in all of those different languages.
Oh, you're going to read them all in those languages?
No, I'm going to read it in English. This is the best I could do. I could do like a Russian accent if you wanted, but I think that's going to be too far. So here's the
Georgian
first one.
Accent.
And the Georgian accent. First one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
It's funny that it was written at the time when it was way past that already.
Oh, geez. It was like 4 billion or 5 billion at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously, there's different theories.
You need to trim it down.
There's different theories about this.
If it's been wiped out, don't go back.
Go back to that. Right. But there's a lot of people who are like, well, these people wanted to kill a lot of people to make this happen, right? So that was the first one, okay? The second one says, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. So you could read into that several different things, but I'm not really sure. They're just trying to say, are they just trying to say weed out the fatties and the dummies?
That's exactly.
I think that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
And yeah. Don't marry your cousin, I guess. I don't know. So, and then the next one says, unite humanity with a living new language. So that's an interesting one. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
Deep.
I guess. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. That one seems good. I don't have any problems with that one. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
Is it the Illuminati? Is that what
I don't know, man. It could be. That's Nobody knows.
Everybody has their theory.
There's a lot of different theories.
It's Illuminati.
Yeah, it could be. New World Order, all those types of things. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. I love that one.
That's a good
one. I'll take that one all day. I think we ought to go with that one. Let's run with it. The next one is balance personal rights with social duties. The next one, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. I don't know what they're trying to say there. And the last one is be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. And it says leave room for nature again, twice. So
I know I saw that. It's like a double.
That's what these things are all about. Those are the biggest things that the builders of this are trying to get across to either us currently now or to a civilization after like an apocalyptic event or something like that, when they're trying to repopulate the earth or something like that. And now they have some rules to go about it. So that's pretty nutty, if you ask me. Right.
That doesn't make, it makes a lot of sense, but it doesn't make any sense.
Sure. Yeah. So obviously some of these were like
weird,
Cam said,
what the freak?
500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. Like I said, there's already 4.5 billion on the planet. So basically they're saying 8 out of 9 people had to go. Like it just, we're going to kill pretty much everybody. That's what they were saying. And then number 3 instructed readers to unite humanity with a living new language. And if you know the book of Revelations, it actually warns of a common tongue in a one world government as the accomplishments of the Antichrist. So people are like, what the fuck?
Antichrist.
Yeah, this is like, you know.
Atheist stuff.
Yeah. So
devil worshipers.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that.
I'm surprised those aren't actually in like the Denver airport.
Seriously, I know. Yeah, the Denver airport, man. It's
the weirdest thing.
Some of the weirdest crap ever. So a few feet west of the monument, there's an additional little granite ledger. It's kind of set level with the ground, and it's a little tablet, and it identifies the structure, identifies the languages used, and then it lists various facts about the size, the weight, and the
astronaut. This was part of the original build added?
As part of the original build.
Okay.
And it talks about the astronomical features
like
of the stones.
Like it sounds like, you know, when you're walking on a trail.
Yeah,
it has
no,
like
it's
a Yellowstone park.
Something the park rangers have put up. Yeah. Exactly. No, this is actually part of the original thing.
Okay.
And then it also has a thing where the date that it was installed, right? There's another thing on it, though, that people aren't sure of. It talks about a time capsule that's buried under the tablet, but spaces on the stone reserved for filling in the dates on which the capsule was buried and is to be opened have not been put in there. So either the time capsule never got put in,
or
it's in there and they're waiting to put those dates in for some reason. So that's another weird little controversy that goes along with this.
Weird freaking deal.
Yeah. So obviously there's a lot of weird conspiracies. There's a lot of
How could you not have everything tied to this?
So oh yeah,
freaking
no man.
Bizarre.
It's freaking awesome, dude. I love this thing. So within a few months, a coven of witches from Atlanta adopted the guide stones as their home away from home, right? So they would make weekend pilgrimages to the guide stones.
Really?
Yeah, and so they would do these dances and chants and all these types of things. And there was actually even a warlock witch marriage ceremony that happened at the guide stones as well. Yeah, so sorry we missed that one. So there's an activist named Mark Dice who has demanded that the guide stones be, quote, smashed into 1 million pieces and then the rubble used for a construction project, claiming that the guy, yeah, that's what he said. I'm
okay,
like,
what
okay.
construction?
Claiming that
my own stones.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my own guide stones. Claiming that the guide stones are of a deep satanic origin and the RC Christian belongs to a Luciferian secret society related to the New World Order. So yeah, New World Order obviously coming in.
Comes up all the time.
Can't figure
anything out? New World Order.
I don't know if we've ever done a conspiracy where the New World Order wasn't part of it.
No.
Have we?
There's always a tie.
Did we talk about it with the birds? I can't remember if we did.
Know.
We probably
it may
did.
Not have come up
we with probably birds, did. We probably did.
But I mean, anything government control and monitoring
is
New World Order.
New World Order, for sure, yeah. Alex Jones even did a little piece on this. Yeah, he has a film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I have to see it.
Interesting. Now.
We should really watch that.
That does actually sound
interesting. Yeah, I'd totally watch that. Proposes that the guide stones are a harbinger of self-appointed elites who attend on exterminating most of the world's population.
Mm.
Makes total sense there.
Yeah.
Total sense. But the most widely agreed upon interpretation of the stones is that they describe the basic concepts required to rebuild a devastated civilization.
That's what I got out of
that's
it.
That's kind of what I got out of it, too. Author Brad Meltzer notes that the stones were built in 79 at the height of the Cold War and thus argues that they may have been intended as a message to the possible survivors of a nuclear World War III.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that to me, that's kind of what I get out of it. That's what I think it is. But who knows? Others say that R.C. Christian and his associates were Rosicrucians. I don't know if you've ever heard of these dudes.
I haven't.
They were followers of the Order of the Rosy Cross, a secret society of mystics.
Rosy Cross.
Yeah. That originated in late medieval Germany and claim understanding of esoteric truths about nature, the universe, and the spiritual realm that have been concealed from ordinary people. I don't know if you've ever read any of the Dan Brown books, but he actually does go into the Rosicrucians a few times in there. So that's pretty interesting. And there's another one that says some believe that for generations, the group, this is Rosicrucians, have been passing down knowledge of a solar cycle that climaxes every 13,000 years. During this culmination, outsized coronal mass ejections are supposed to devastate the Earth.
Yeah.
So they think
we're already prepared for this.
Yeah. So that they have that knowledge. So anyways, that's some of the craziness that kind of goes around this thing. Obviously a lot of people don't like it. There have been a lot of, recently within like the past 10 years, some defacing of the stones. Somebody actually tried to like drive a car up to it, like in like pull it over with a tow strap or something. And people have been like throwing paint
and tow straps in Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
Goes really well.
And Keystone Light. I guarantee that was part of it. And then people threw like polyurethane and paint all over it. So anyways, that's the Georgia Guidestones, man. And it's a total crazy deal. And I want to go there one day.
I didn't realize how sophisticated it was.
Yeah. And you can just drive right to it. They have like a little parking spot. You just drive in. It's free. You walk up and you check it out.
Worth a visit.
Worth a visit for sure.
Totally worth a visit.
So if you've ever been there, let us know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Crazy stuff.
That blows my freaking mind.
I know.
I didn't know. I really didn't think it was a sophisticated thing. I thought it was just some random inscription on some pieces of stone, but it's all like oriented to.
Yeah. And it's a crazy, I mean,
it's gotta be a Stargate or something. Too.
I know, man. And like, nobody knows the guy that did it. Like nobody knows the group and it's still a mystery. And the guy, I think one of the guys is still alive or he was recently still alive and has yet to tell anybody, who he was and what it was for. Because he knows all. He knows all. So anyways.
That's freaking bizarre.
Georgia Guidestones. Pretty cool.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So did you want to do anything else on this?
I figured, what if we made our own Guidestones for the end of the world?
Yeah.
What could they say?
What could they say?
And I like, this really is something that should have taken months to develop, but I did
it. You did it in the last 20 minutes.
This morning.
So like you're saying, like what if
we had our own Guidestones,
like you and I
people came
or
up,
what?
No, well, yes, as for the preppers,
the
and
preppers,
whoever
okay.
survived World War III.
Okay, yeah,
we had these stones.
Sure,
these aren't very good.
Okay, I'm excited to hear this.
But just picture yourself walking up a hill in the middle of Nevada.
Nevada. Okay.
I don't know wherever we're gonna put them.
Well, it's gonna be in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just put them at the top of...
they're going to be in this. We're the studio.
Let's put them in Vernal. We're not going to go very far with these.
No, we're not.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's too much work.
So in the middle of Vernal, the highest bump.
The highest bump. Okay.
You're going to be these stones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to say, first thing on there, Merry Christmas, I'm a prepper. No one's going to understand what that means.
Merry Christmas, I'm... No, I'm a rioter.
Yeah.
That's what it's got to say.
Oh, yeah. That's
Merry
what
Christmas,
I was.
I'm a rioter.
I was like, well, I'm a prepper.
I was
The other thing he'll say, see Georgia Guidestones before proceeding. So they have to,
to go clear to the other side of the country. That's a good one. I like that.
Be careful to never knock a tooth loose. Just things to keep you alive.
Can you imagine somebody walking up on this going, what in the hell?
What do these mean?
What is this?
Next one is, if searching for Bigfoot, don't ever add music.
Yes, this is the truth.
If
man.
Any of you have looked at the comments on our YouTube,
yeah,
like 50%, or you guys put music where it was intense. I couldn't hear anything.
I couldn't hear the branches snap like I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a truth that I've really learned and took to heart, you know? Right. Really, yeah.
Don't build suspense with music. No. It does no good. It
does no good.
Some other ones from the internet that I thought were useful.
Uh-huh.
Do not take life too seriously. You'll never get out of it alive.
Oh, yeah, that's
I've seen that one. It's
a classic.
It is, yep.
Yeah.
Never break two laws at once. That's how you get caught.
Two laws at once, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You don't always find Bigfoot, but when you do, you don't.
I don't know what that means, but I'll go with it.
It's like when everybody's found them, they don't really, but they do. Nothing will keep you safer than JNCO jeans, paracord undies, and a nice hook hand.
That's so true.
But that's it. That's a
good
list.
That's good.
It's a little list I got.
I like that. I like
that. True preppers will probably get this.
For sure.
Whoever's living.
Whoever's living. No, I like that. So that's Georgia Guidestones, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We do have some survival boxes. Do you want to take a look at those real quick while we're here?
I didn't even see them.
I know. They're right there hiding from you. Maybe Georgia Guidestones.
It's like an old video edit.
I know. Here we are. Survival boxes.
Oh.
So, gosh, these guys always just knocking it out of the park, I tell you. So this is the Bravo box.
So I do need to comment. These survival boxes are bulging at the seams.
They really are.
They stack as much in there as they can.
So this is the Bravo box, and if you're looking to bolster your food, this is the way. So what do we got here?
Some food.
Wise Company teriyaki chicken and rice.
They changed their packaging.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
For Super Bowl Sunday. It's red.
Yep.
Red, red.
And then we got the pasta Alfredo with chicken from Wise, and then the cheesy lasagna.
And then for a sweet tooth.
Mountain House apple crisp. That stuff is good. Have you had it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dang good.
That one is good.
And then the apple, or the Mountain House chicken and dumplings.
The Apple House.
Apple House mountain and chicken.
These are hit and miss.
Yeah, see, I don't mind them.
I've had one that was really good, and then I had one that was really gross.
So this is a freeze-dried ice cream sandwich.
But it's valuable.
The only thing about these is they don't last very long. That's only good till next year.
Oh, yeah, the sweets.
That's kind of a bummer. Oh, and then the survival knowledge card, and it's all about knots. Yeah.
How to tie the knot.
How to tie the knot.
We got some heirloom seed.
Mm-hmm. The What's red that? Cord chantenay carrot.
That's why I gave it to you. And then you get a 2,400 calorie emergency food ration.
That's the good stuff, man. That's the good stuff. So then we got, I think it's the Alpha box. Is that the one we got
this
there?
This is the
Alpha.
Yeah.
Yes, so you get some meals in this one as well, right?
So this has got chicken and dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same red cord carrot.
We're going to say carrots.
And then you've got pasta Alfredo chicken.
Mm.
And then we got two water pouches.
Yep.
And I think there's another card in there, maybe?
Yeah, there should be. And then they actually have 100 foot of paracord, which you can't have enough paracord.
No. And this is neon paracord.
Yeah, man.
550 heavy duty.
I'll bet that thing glows in the dark.
It sure looks. Glowing in the light.
Glows in the light. And then there is the Strike Force with tinder fire starter.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
This one's easier for the modern man.
Sure is, yep. And then we've got the UST folding stove with fuel.
Oh, yeah. These are always a convenient
little suckers. And then there's the Gerber Curve multi-tool and knife, which is a really cool little clip-on.
A tiny little multi-tool.
Multi-tool. It's tiny. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. It's $11.
Yeah, you got a fine edge blade, medium flathead screwdriver, file, Phillips head screwdriver, small flathead driver again.
Yeah.
There's
lots of stuff.
One's little, one's big.
And then it just says bonus gear item. And I'm thinking that's
this thing
there. And I think that's like a first aid pouch. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, and a knife. Oh,
yeah, there's
wow.
a knife in there, too.
Jeez Louise.
Thank you.
Jeez, survival boxes.
Imperial Charade.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS at survivalboxes.com. Well, Cam, you got anything else to say for today?
I don't. Seriously, go get you a survival box.
Mm-hmm. Go get you a water lily.
Yeah. Go get you a battle box.
Yeah.
Go get you whatever you want.
Attack pack. Go get all of them, man.
Yeah.
Everything.
Go build you some freaking stone... Guidestones for whoever you care about.
I would love, you know what we ought to do? You guys ought to send us, what would you put on your guidestones?
That would be awesome.
That would be sweet.
Please.
Send us, maybe we'll do a post or something, let everybody put down their guidestone rules
Maybe my wife will sketch up a stone.
Oh, yeah.
And put your best in there.
That would be great. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I would like that. So then, yeah, we'll choose the best 10 and we'll make our own.
That'd be awesome. I like that.
That's a good idea.
You got a good mind.
I tell you what. So why don't you go ahead and send those in to us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever else. Just send them in. All right.
Should send them something if they.
Yeah, we could send them.
The best quote.
Best quote gets this folding stove with fuel from the UST. How's that sound?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about that and the Striker?
Beautiful. Yeah.
You're going to get a Strike Force fire starter and a folding stove if you can come up with the best quote for your guide stone.
But we're going to pick 10 of them for our guide stones,
for sure.
Right?
Okay. For sure.
Perfect. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.